This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. One more headache for FEMA. The Federal Emergency Management Agency yesterday said it has ordered its employees to stay out of some 70,000 travel trailers it's stored along the Gulf Coast and across the country. The agency is concerned about exposure to the toxic chemical formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. For 2 years, FEMA has used the same type of trailers to house thousands of victims from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Thousands living in the trailers have complained of real headaches, nosebleeds, and respiratory problems since early last year. Those symptoms could be linked to high levels of formaldehyde. NPR's Kathy Lohr was just in the Gulf region reporting on this issue, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
We've just said there are problems with formaldehyde. Is that the reason FEMA is telling its workers not to go into those trailers?
The latest policy stems from a series of recent emails where a FEMA employee was asking whether he could enter one of the stored trailers to close a vent or whether that was against FEMA regulations. Now, the head of the Baton Rouge field office responded by saying nobody was supposed to enter the trailers that had been sitting around out in the hot sun. And a couple of days later, an industrial hygienist for FEMA said the FEMA employees should not enter any of the travel trailers that were being stored. Now, a spokesman for FEMA, James Kaplan, told me that formaldehyde levels rise when the trailers are closed up without any ventilation, and he says that's why they sent the notice to FEMA employees.
Tell us more about the health problems under these conditions.
Well, these trailers are made with a lot of formaldehyde, and it is a known carcinogen. The formaldehyde is in the carpets, it's in cabinets, draperies, insulation, and a lot of materials that are used in making the trailers. There's no one federal standard for residential exposure to formaldehyde. The EPA did some tests on unoccupied trailers last year and found that when they were closed up, the levels of formaldehyde were significantly higher than the maximum levels recommended by OSHA for exposure during an 8-hour workday. But residents, remember, live in these trailers for 24 hours a day. So when these trailers were aired out or had air conditioning on, the formaldehyde levels did drop, but according to the CDC, not quite enough. And so FEMA spokesman James Kaplan says it's only the trailers that have been stored on lots in the warm weather for months that are a problem.
Something that's been locked up and sealed and stored on a lot for sometimes over a year doesn't have the opportunity for ventilation that a trailer that's occupied does. And we know it from our testing going back to 2006, when we saw that just simple ventilation can reduce, in most cases, formaldehyde dramatically.
That was FEMA spokesman Jim Kaplan. He says that FEMA employees do go into occupied trailers every day.
So effectively, is FEMA saying these trailers are pretty safe for people who actually live in them?
I don't think FEMA is making that claim. They are going to do some more testing. But what they do know is that there are families living in more than 52,000 trailers still in Louisiana and Mississippi along the Gulf Coast, and they have had a lot of health problems. After visiting with folks in the Gulf last week, I saw families with children who were still living in the trailers and had many symptoms, including the headaches, nosebleeds, skin rashes, asthma, and lots of respiratory problems. There is no scientific proof that formaldehyde has caused all of the symptoms, but many doctors do say formaldehyde does contribute to the symptoms.
So for future disasters, what does this mean for the people who might need these trailers?
Well, FEMA has decided not to use the trailers for emergency housing. In fact, they sold several thousand of these same trailers earlier this year to people who were living in them or to businesses, but they're now buying those back because of health concerns. And FEMA says it's going to start testing the trailers that people are still living in the next few weeks to determine the levels of formaldehyde and possible safety issues.
NPR's Kathy Lohr, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.